morning. Happy New Year's almost.
Yeah, right?
Almost.
Get your sparklers.
Almost. Join us this morning. Noted pyrotechnic expert, Paul Kraft from the CHV.
I do have all my fingers, so.
Yeah, well, okay, you're not quite the expert I thought you were then.
Well, growing up in Louisiana, we'll go back to that again. There was free rein over your fireworks back when I was a kid, so.
I did survive. Fired into the swamp, not into the house.
Mm-hmm. Now, my grandmother's roof got set on fire once. That was from my brother.
Okay, yeah, full disclosure.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stick to that story.
All right. Winston, why do we say it?
I'm currently enjoying my time off, but I decided to come back to do the final Why Do We Say It this year, and this is one that I think we all could use next year. How did a bit of unexpected good fortune come to be called a windfall?
Something to do with trees in the forest.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Narrowly missed by a falling tree.
Or a widowmaker.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you got into the forest and then you got lost. Certain members of the nobility were forbidden by the tenure of their estates to fell any timber, all the trees being reserved for the use of the Royal Navy.
The king.
However, any that were blown down by the wind, and so were known as windfalls and known as an unexpected good luck.
Oh, so you could use it.
That's something that I might carry with me from here and use in life down the road. And
next time you're in England.
Share that information. Yeah. With, yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
Kids, you see that tree right here in the forest?
Yeah.
One, did anyone hear it fall?
And two, was there a bear in the neighborhood?
Yes. Man, this is going off the rails quick.
Yeah, well, you know. It is the last time of the year. You know, next month we'll have to get it back on the proper rail.
Yeah, thanks for letting me in this glorious year. I mean, what better way than to have the man that writes you tickets and stops you from getting where you're going on time? Just kidding. Oh, get you there safely.
Yeah, there you go. Or at least help you get there safely. Oh, boy. So we got New Year's Eve coming up later this evening. Are you guys expecting a Friday New Year's 3-day weekend?
Right.
Typically would be hugely huge.
Yeah.
But with the bars being as they are and the COVID being as it is and just as screwy a year as this has been, are you guys expecting a lot of activity or is it you going to be kind of a middle of the road one?
You know, I think it's hard to predict because it has been an unpredictable year. Thinking that less traffic on the road would mean, fewer crashes, fewer DUI arrests. And our department put out a press release not that long ago about DUI arrests. Not having it in front of me, I just know that they were actually up over a several-month period throughout the middle of this year, like summer into October, I believe. And part of that, we've talked about here before, I think is just from less traffic on the road makes the impaired drivers more visible.
Right, you kind of stand out a little bit more.
Right. Yeah. And then there probably is a higher percent of drug and alcohol use due to, depression and our current state of affairs. So I think it's kind of hard to predict. It is usually busy with a holiday weekend or the holiday falling on the weekend. So we're prepared for that, though, with our maximum enforcement period, available officers working the road. So we'll have extra bodies. There's grant money for extra DUI enforcement that we'll be using at that time also.
As you look to this weekend, though, it's not like the football games are going to be particularly exciting because most of the teams that are followed locally are kind of been already run over and, spit up and thrown out, so to speak. Uh-huh. Do you see a lot of influence on the outcome of sports? Like Super Bowl weekend obviously is going to be a little bit more dynamic because it's more of a cultural phenomenon. But individual teams, do you see any influence or any changes in consumption?
No, not in particular. The Super Bowl is just our biggest noticeable event when it comes to sports, something of that nature. Locally we have good support for the local teams. Statewide, I haven't really seen the effect here locally of a big game for a local team. really affecting our numbers.
And there's just not that many Saint fans.
The most important one's right here with you.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Although we struggled of late,
yeah,
the last couple. But
you made it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
The future still looks good.
Stop your whining, okay?
Yeah.
It's you know, you hear about sports being issues, and particularly where the hometown is.
Right.
You know, the parking lots and that kind of stuff. It's weird to see some of the stadiums being empty.
Yeah, I think here it's more watching from home. You don't have big events typically scheduled at, or I'm not seeing them, well, really not this year, but in years past, the bars or the clubs or I haven't seen like a big USC night at the local eatery, although they may happen at times. But
anyway, we don't have a large enough gathering spot anyway, other than maybe like, I guess, you know, some of the bingo halls at the casinos.
Yeah.
Where you could have more than 50 people. You know?
I would probably, thinking about back on it now, the fight nights with the UFC-style fighting at the casinos would probably be the biggest draw because of the crowds that attend those. They're very popular, and alcohol is typically involved in those. But we haven't had a series of, say, crashes or incidents coming out of those. But those would be what would have the crowds here locally.
Yeah, which is a whole different weird phenomenon for me. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I kind of almost understand the art of boxing. Maybe kind of, sort of. I mean, when you go back and you see like Frazier and Ali and you know, some of that stuff, or the Olympic boxing.
Right.
This full contact stuff to me just looks like something that is totally different. Gladiator sport is kind of where I go with it.
It is. It is. Yeah.
No need to comment beyond that.
It's pretty intense. I haven't gone to any of them, but I've had occasion to had a couple of applicants for our department that were into that, and that's very mental. There's a lot of mental aspect to it, more than just the physical part of it. So.
Yeah, I would think concerts would also be, you know, back when we had concerts.
Oh,
yeah, some of the guys coming through also doing that. But the special events rather than, you know, Clam Beach Run.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a lot of cars, but you're not going to get a lot of people that are, you know, amped up that you guys have to be concerned about.
No.
Unless there's a big spaghetti rush the night before, you know, with the carb loading.
It could be.
Yeah, but I think most of us tend to fall asleep at those
things. That's where the line I'd be in.
Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Kraft from the California Highway Patrol. So if you're not worried about any large gatherings, is it just a three-day weekend that has the tradition of people staying up a little bit later and maybe being fatigued driving?
Yes. So those will be some of our main focuses. And then weather is going to be a factor in what we see, I think, as well as activity.
If the fog continues.
Yeah, between our winter weather now and icy roads, the fog and rain.
I guess ice probably started to creep in the last couple of days, huh?
Yes, it has. The roads have been getting slick. We're seeing more vehicles off the road. Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, put one and one together there, huh?
Try to get out of the house too early in the morning and you're scraping ice.
Inside curves. Or turns, you know, the black ice phenomenon.
Yeah.
When do you start to see that happen? Is it when we have ice on the windshield? Is that kind of the the reminder that, okay, there's going to be some areas now that are going to be a little slippery?
Well, if you're if you have ice on the windshield, it's a good indicator that the roads are probably pretty cold as well. For here, typically where we're seeing that is more, like 299 is a great example. The hills rising up on either side, the road stays in the shade, the moisture does not get a chance to get hit by the sun, so it stays wet, and the cold temperatures will freeze that up. And it's very difficult to see. A lot of, the shade helps cover that as well as just the blending in with the roadway surface. So
36 also?
And 36 too. The two perfect roads, good examples for where that's going to happen at. It could happen right on 101 as well. I believe last year around this time we had a couple of crashes around Lolita, on the hill coming up towards Lolita.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Not necessarily down the hill to Hookton, but near the Lolita curves up there. So
yeah, but that's not like in the ice.
No, it's it had to do with the angle of the sun, I think, at the time of day, and the curve just south of Lolita, I believe, is so you have a raised hillside next to the road there, and it was keeping it isolated from the sunshine.
Just enough.
Kept it cold, and we had some sleet maybe as well. So,
what about sunlight? I notice if I get to work late.
What is that?
Yeah. If I get to work late, the sun's in the wrong position, and it coming around on Myrtle, coming up the hill into Myrtletown.
Yeah.
Wham, it's right there. I'm kind of glad that the schools aren't open right now because, if I'm running late, that's where it gets me, or the top of Booner Hill. Headed towards Harrison, same thing. There it is, and it's you stare down and follow the white lines instead of looking ahead.
That's true. And this time of year, the angle of the sun, some of the roadways here in Eureka, I've noticed they're in a direct line of vision with the sun at the wrong time of day. So, using caution, making sure that your windshield is clean. So not just clean on the outside, but cleaning the interior of the windshield to prevent that buildup of film. Can help cause more glare with the sun. And then particularly at night with that buildup on the inside of the windshield, the lighting at night is going to cause more of a glare and makes it a lot harder to see. So.
Yeah, some of the stuff like the Rain-X kinds of things.
Make sure you're using the right kind of cleaner.
Yeah, exactly.
If you use the wrong thing,
it
can
make it
worse.
Put a film over the whole thing. Done that one too, huh?
Correct, yes. Yeah. Keep a good dry cloth or cotton, an old cotton T-shirt maybe in your car, and that's what I would typically use, an old T-shirt balled up under the seat. Pull it out, and you can clean off the interior of the windshield pretty quickly with that.
Windex.
That Windex
Otherwise
works great.
It streaks.
We're not supposed to throw brand names, or
I'm not going to get paid for it. One
glass
way or the
cleaner,
other. Yeah, or old newspapers. Also, I still don't understand that one on the outside. That's what the pros say. You wad up some newspaper.
My grandmother had me back when there used to be printed newspapers. I think we remember that.
Smashing
your young listeners may not.
An iPhone on the window isn't going to clean too much.
No. Yeah, if my grandmother, we'd have stacks of newspaper. That's what we used to clean our windows all the time was newspaper. But my kids wouldn't know what to do if I handed them some cleaner and a stack of newspaper. Wouldn't know what either one of them are.
Yeah, I might figure that's how you start a fire, huh? For the fireplace?
Yeah.
Some of those types of things. How often do you guys change your wiper blades on your rigs?
It depends. The officers will just, if I go out to a car when I'm doing a pre-check, cleaning my windshields, and if I'm, especially with the amount of fog that we have, it's real quick to notice that it's not cleaning well, and it's important that we have good visibility. So I'll just, we keep them in stock at the office and let our auto tech know, or grab a pair. If you're on graveyards, maybe there's no one there, we just change them out ourselves and put fresh ones on. So it's just as needed.
Yeah, I know that they recommend every 6 months.
Yeah,
just out of normal, but you run your rigs so much longer.
Yeah, there may be it may be a little bit more than that, but it depends on how often the car gets used to and the conditions it's in.
I remember one time it was an Audi 5000 that we had for the couple years, didn't quite hook it. It was one where the blade and the hardware were one unit.
Yes.
I saw it go over the roof.
I had a car in college that lost the windshield wiper blade halfway on my 5-hour drive to my grandmother's house, and
scratchy.
heavy rains, it might have even been a tornado type rains. It was me driving down the road with my hand out the window holding the wiper blade trying to move as fast as I could while I drove. If you can picture a Fiat X19 with no top on it either and a car full of water.
Oh, really?
That was my worst trip I've ever taken in my life.
Do you end up with any alligators or snakes in there, too?
It's possible.
Yeah.
It didn't stick around long because it was a little mildewy and nasty inside after that road trip.
Oh, yeah. I can appreciate that one. Yeah.
A little rusted.
Yeah, just a tad. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
Hey, community. Times are rough right now. Retail shops may be closing, but the bulk flower market is still open and moving fast. We here at Bayer can help turn your flower harvest into cash today. Call Bayer Extraction House at 707-693-2222. That's 707-693-2222. Don't miss out. It is time to sell. Bayer Extraction House, your flower selling powerhouse.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Kraft. Final show of the year. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite Pest Control, Murphy's Markets, and Baywood Golf and Country Club. Probably ought to say thanks to them, huh?
That was good.
Thanks, guys.
You ran that all off on top of your head.
We're done.
Yeah.
New rules starting tomorrow. Anything that really has gotten your attention or that's going to significantly impact the motoring public?
For some people, this will impact them. Yeah, the distracted drivers. Probably that's the biggest one. There's, every January 1st, the legislature usually has several new laws that are passed, and we put out updates on the main ones or ones that affect most drivers. We just put out a press release recently for some new stuff. But one of those is points on a driving record for distracted drivers. So a second violation within 36 months of distracted driving using a device for texting, calling, that it's going to result in a point on your driving record. So that also applies to
playing games.
For a driver under 18, so our 16 to 18 year old drivers, it's any use of a hands-free or
just
a cell phone device,
or
electronic communications device would be the proper term. Yeah, so they just have to have it in their hand. They're not supposed to have it at all for changing music. It can't be used for anything, but especially not calling or texting. So they're going to add on a point on the record if you have a second violation at 36 months. Now, that's not going to go into effect until July 1st. Yes, July 1st. Some other stuff will go into effect at the beginning of the year. One of those, actually, it's as of effective the 1st of January. So if an unattended child in a vehicle, if someone were to damage that vehicle, If a civilian or someone damaged the vehicle trying to get this child out, they would not be held liable for damages to that vehicle, or cannot be based under this.
They can be now?
Yeah, this exemption there. My understanding. Huh. In certain situations. So obviously you'd have to prove that the child would be in danger or probably.
Rare concern.
I'm guessing there are probably lawsuits from someone at some point. But they've made a change.
That's not really going to come into play too often, I would like to think.
I hope not, but we don't see that too much up here because we don't get the extreme heat conditions
cold.
You may see. Yeah, or even the cold, right? Even though it felt really cold this morning.
Don't whine.
Yeah.
Jeez.
The desert areas and down south.
Most of us get up regularly before 7 o'clock, so don't worry too much.
Come on now.
But it sounds like there's not a lot of change then, huh? Those are the two biggies. One coming in July. Okay, fine.
Well, you know what? For me personally, one of the other changes, though, it's going to go into effect on January as well. So right now, for emergency vehicles stopped on the side of the road, that applies to freeways. That's being changed to apply also to other roadways and highways. So
just any.
Yep. Extending the provisions on it's the move over, slow down law, and it's currently in place on freeways, but it's also going to apply to local streets and roads. So a driver approaching emergency vehicle displaying its emergency lights, and that includes tow trucks and Caltrans drivers, their work trucks, they're required to move over when possible or slow down to a reasonable speed.
Don't people do that anyway? I mean, if let's use Harrison, because I see you guys, you know, cruising Harrison pretty regularly. Okay, it's two lane, it's residential business, so it's got cars parked on the street.
Yes.
You know, if there's a flashing going on one side, I'm over in the other lane probably 80% of the rig, unless there's somebody coming on.
Right.
And just being normal, you know. But I do the same thing with bicycle riders and walkers.
So
and,
you do.
That's not a common
being
practice.
Out there, it's not. There are people that do that, but it's a smaller fraction of the driving motoring public than you would think. So this is to encourage them. This doesn't mean we're going to pull over every car that doesn't move over or slow down to what looks like a reasonable speed while we're on a stop or working a collision or anything. But it does give us it will help reduce deaths and injuries from the workers being hit in these scenarios, but also give us something to go after the most egregious of those. So somebody's going by me on a stop on, let's say, 4th Street in Eureka, and they pass me at 50 miles an hour, which is already well over the speed limit there anyway. You know, it's just another tool to be able to stop and be able to communicate and educate.
It's too late to throw the thing with the pins on it to pop the tires.
Yeah, or spike strip.
There you go.
It should be automatically deployed from the side of the car.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would take another case law to be able to do that one, huh?
Yeah. I'm not sure we'll be in favor of that one either.
Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to NorthCoastSBDC.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45. Final minutes of the year.
TikTok.
That sounds so formal. So
Should have brought my Cajun Night Before Christmas book to like close out the year with a bedtime story. read it to the kids this year and every year.
Uh huh. And it works every time.
But I don't have it memorized, so sorry.
Oh. Oh, darn. I feel betrayed.
Maybe I should make a video to just post online and share it with the world reading the story. Then you can look it up anytime you want.
It's not like a redneck Christmas.
No, it'd be a different. No, this different is definitely version. A Cajun. It's an old
it's
old
a little
book.
Spicier story.
Spice. Well, I like that.
Really? I stuck up on you on that one?
Yeah.
Oh, yipes.
Some spicy gumbo for New Year's Eve dinner, though. Looking forward to closing out the year with tasty food.
Crab. It's like, come on, guys.
Yep. That seems to be taking longer.
Let's make it happen here. Yeah, somehow buying San Francisco crab is not the same.
I'm sure our local crabbers are ready for that as well.
I think there are a lot of people chomping, waiting for that.
Mm-hmm. Chomping?
Two in one segment. Yeah.
You're on a roll.
Yeah. Ooh.
Like a baguette.
Ooh, yeah, some on a baguette, huh?
That wasn't even funny. It was just stupid.
No.
This has been...
Now, can you put gumbo inside of one of the sourdough rolls, like you do clam chowder?
You can.
Do you recommend it?
I've never tried it.
Oh. Well, I guess it. Not, probably, huh?
But I have thought about it, and I'm like, oh, that would be for a good bowl, because I like a good bread bowl.
Yeah.
But
you just have to sprinkle some crab on it, or clams in it.
No. No. No clams in my gumbo.
Oysters?
But I will get the alligator meat, and I like to dice up a little bit to add in there. So when I bring it to you...
There'll be some alligator?
It'll have some alligator tail in
there. All right. A little bite to it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the other end of the gator.
Oh, is it just the tail?
The bite. Yeah, it's typically the tail meat.
Oh, not like farm, a cow where there's the side?
It's humanely farm-raised, and there might be some... I've never farmed one, and...
Yeah.
Just skinned it and prepared it myself.
Best alligators on my feet.
Mm.
Still got to find them, though.
Those would be some boots. Superior boots to have on right there, I tell you what. Like if from Romancing the Stone?
No.
I don't know if that's an old reference now.
Yeah.
In my mind, it's still like, I know that movie came out a few years ago, Romancing the Stone.
Well, I think if you put decades on it, your reference might be a little bit more applicable.
Show an age.
So you guys are going to be running around tonight, making sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, be safe. I'm kind of expecting there to be some people blowing off steam and a little more traffic than what we would like to see over the weekend, but we're not there to make stops for people being out and about. We're there to make sure people get there safely and to help those that haven't. So we will be out in full force, and if you need us, call us. But
and looking
hopefully.
Sharp in your masks.
Yes, dressed appropriately, social distancing and masking and all the good stuff. Anything covering this face helps, though.
Well, I've
that's why I'm on the radio and not on a TV.
Yeah, I've received applause for having a mask on, so I suppose that you have as well.
I did bump into an old friend of mine recently. I hadn't seen him in like a month or two, but I absolutely did not recognize him because it's winter now, so he had a beanie on and his mask, and totally didn't even know it was the guy that I've known for 15 plus years now.
I've had a couple of folks ask, is that you?
Yeah.
The height doesn't give it away.
It's not so rude now to not recognize someone. It's just like, sorry, you didn't.
Yeah.
You had your mask on. I didn't know it was you.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't explain why I can't remember anybody's name.
But. Yeah. Wow. Gumbo. That's the word. Our last word of the show. Gumbo.
Gator.
Yeah. Alrighty.
All right.
Have a safe
Happy New Year.
See you next month. And same with everybody else. We'll be here tomorrow.